Good morning, everyone. Yesterday, we had Mass on the mountain. Around like 60 people, we had Mass in the Mount Falcon. And a family, so they told me that. So we met at like 9:30, and the husband told me, "Father, we got here like 9:15, and then we didn't know, like, how do we know, like, our group from Light of the World?" And then my wife, she said to me, "Easy, looking for an Asian guy," which is me. The homily today, I want to answer three most common questions that I have, that I was struggling, and I am struggling, and then I think we have a lot of struggling out there. So the very first question I want to answer: what is the Eucharist? What is the Eucharist? The Eucharist is the body and blood of Christ. But Father Anthony, I don't understand, so I don't believe in that. When the angel Gabriel appeared to Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the angel said, "Hey Mary, you're going to be a mother of God." Mary was greatly troubled. She didn't understand fully the mystery of the incarnation. But she said, "Yes, even I don't get it. Even I don't understand fully the incarnation, but I believe in you because I trust you." Well, sometimes we don't believe because we don't get it. Well, Our Lady, she didn't get it. Of course, she knows. Of course, she knew a little bit. But fully understand the mystery of incarnation? I don't think so. But she believed. So my key point today is, sometimes we don't get it. Sometimes we don't get it. Why? Why the bread and why on the altar is the body and blood of Christ? All I need is just believe. Well, Father Anthony, are we going to a blind if we believe something and we don't understand? Well, my argument is, if the Eucharist is fake, if the Eucharist is fake, the Holy Catholic Church will not exist in 2,000 years. Maybe that is my statement. Like, if everything about the Catholic is fake, we don't exist. Means that it is true, like the body and blood of Christ. So the Eucharist is the source and the summit of every single Christian, every single Catholic. The Catholic Church, we base on the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the summit and the source of the Holy Catholic Church. So that we can live in 2,000 years. If everything is fake, I don't think being fake can live around a year. You know what I mean? If you need something to understand that, if you need something to believe that. So I, brothers and sisters, personally believe strongly that the Eucharist is the real body and blood of Christ. Second question. So, okay, now I believe it's real. But why I need to receive it? I was struggling that, why do I need to go to the church on Sunday? When I was young, when I was in college, and I thought, like, why I'm going to the church on Sundays? And my friend, they don't, but they're still happy. They still have many, many lucky things around them. Why I need to go to the church on Sunday? I was struggling with that question. And I told the Lord one day that, God, even right now, I don't want to go to the church. I mentally, I don't want to go. I'm so tired. I'm so busy with my life. I want to hang out with my friend. But I want to go over there in the church because you offered yourself, your body to me. So my turn, even mentally, I don't want to be there, but bodily, I want to offer my body in front of you because you offer your body on the altar for me. So that I put my body, bodily talking, okay? I want to put my body in front of you because you put your body in front of me. That's it. Well, of course, later on, I believe more, but very crucial points for me to go to the church on Sunday. Even I'm so tired, even mentally, I don't want to be there. Even I have so many parties with my friends. Even I have many things to do in my life. But I offer my body in front of God so that, because He offered His body for me, that's it. Of course, we believe that our body needs food. Our soul, we need food as well, the heavenly food. John Chrysostom said, a person asked him, so what is the bread actually? He answered, the body of Christ. So what do the communicants become? The body of Christ, which brought me into the last point. Mary has the title Theotokos, Mother of God. Theotokos, Mother of God, also means God bearer. So Theotokos means God bearer. Our Lady, she was the first living tabernacle. She has God is in her body. So she was like the first moment of the whole history of the human incarnation. Like God is in her body. He became the first living tabernacle, Theotokos. When we receive the body of Christ, we are the body of Christ. And I told people last night that I should kneel before you when you receive the body of Christ. I should bow before you because you receive Him. You receive our Lord. You became the body of Christ. And we believe that the Holy Catholic Church, we are the mystical body of Christ. So Mary, living tabernacle, Theotokos, when you receive the Eucharist, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe that every single Catholic, we are the little Mary, little Theotokos, little Mother of God, little God bearer. Why? Because when you receive Him, you have Him, it's in your body. So that you become God bearer, you become a living tabernacle. You have everything in your body. So what next for me, Father Anthony? Now I have God in my body. Well, what should you do if you have God in you? Virtues, being happy, being joyful, every virtues you need to practice. Because you have God in you. You have God, you have something in you. Show people your love, your patience. And I told people last night that, brother and sister, it's so easy to have the virtue of patience. When you park your car in the parking lot at Light of the World, but it's so hard to have patience if you park your car in the parking lot at Walmart or Target. Virtue is right there. Virtue is parking your car in the parking lot of Target, in the Walmart. It's so easy to have patience in the church, but it's so hard to have patience around another non-churches. I invite you all to reflect with me on those questions, that today's solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, we believe that the Eucharist is the real body and blood of Christ. And the final point is, in the end of the day, I invite you all to believe in that. Brothers and sisters, I bet my life on that. Again, I bet my life on the Eucharist. I invite you all, if you don't believe, pray to that. Pray that you can believe in that. And after you pray in years, you still don't believe in that. Well, pray hard. What should we do now? What should we do? I bet my life on that. I bet my all the priesthood on that. And I strongly believe that the Eucharist is the body and blood of Christ. Believe me. Believe me. I bet my life, my whole life on that, on the Eucharist. And maybe try today, like, try hard today that God, even I don't get it, but I believe today that you are the bread in front of me, the wine I am drinking is your body and blood of yourself. I believe it because I love you and I trust you.